FCC Free Radio, 107.3 FM and FCCFreeRadio.com. This is Sexploration with Monica, and we've been talking about a lot of different things, how to communicate, how to get what you want, how pain can be overwhelmed by pleasure, and this is in fact the focus of the work of Dr. Heather Howard, who's a clinical sexologist. She's founded the Center for Sexual Health and Rehabilitation, and you were just telling me that you work with people who were going through major transitions in their life. Can you say more about that, Dr. Heather?
Sure, Monica. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Yes, I work with people who have gone through major transitions, such as being debilitated by a health condition or having some sort of chronic pain condition, and they're trying to find a way forward. I also work with people who are going through becoming new parents.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a major life change, obviously. Mm. Adding another person into the relationship, a baby, changes parents' relationships. So I help parents reconnect after baby or find different positions or different alternatives, different products that help them maintain their sexuality throughout pregnancy and into parenthood.
Well, one of the things that I wanted to ask you about before we talk about your pleasure education workshop that you've got coming up, which I think is very exciting because it's women talking about sex, really getting some answers, you know, talking about G-spot pleasure and arousal and creating a safe space. But first, someone came to me with a question, and it's just that, you know, she's been married for a long time and she has a lot of back pain, and, you know, sometimes she really finds it difficult to enjoy sexuality just because, you know, she has trouble finding the right position, and, you know, just as she's, oh, I think I'm ready, and wait a minute, and oh, you know what I mean? So
This is very common, actually. I see this with a lot of my clients. So are you asking what I might do?
Yeah, what are
them?
Some of the first steps in like looking at this problem, or, you know, what could you do?
Well, what I would do, so if she came to me, I'd actually work with her as a couple with her partner, because each couple's sexuality is unique, and their bodies also are unique in terms of what they can do together. So I would want to know what kinds of limitations she has, what she feels she's capable of doing, and I'd also ask that of her partner. And then I'd try to help them find positions that would be more comfortable. And I'm not just talking about intercourse positions. I would also be looking at manual stimulation positions as well as oral stimulation positions. A lot of time we just think of intercourse positions, but if you have pain, any kind of repetitive movement such as performing oral sex or even being in a position to receive oral sex or stimulation can be painful. The repetitive stress can be very difficult on the body. So I have a sexual ergonomics program that I've been putting together for people for just this reason. So we could look at different types of cushions that could help move her into a position that would be more comfortable, or we could look at actually changing the way that the couple is moving in their pleasuring to reduce strain.
Wow. So in addition to looking at, like, the way that the couple is interacting, you would also look at, like, all the ways that they're even moving up to sex, because I think a lot of people think, oh, penis, vagina, intercourse, that's the only thing that's sex that we're doing. You know, everything else we just kind of skip over in our heads.
Sure. But if someone has, let's say, pain in shoulder or neck or arm pain, then even doing manual stimulation can be difficult. Or if they have a tunnel problem, you know, carpal tunnel or anything, males can have a problem or females can have a problem while stimulating a female partner, let's say doing G-spot stimulation. So that could be very hard. So looking at body mechanics that way can be very helpful. And I actually designed this sexual ergonomics program with a Feldenkrais practitioner.
Oh, cool.
Who also is a pelvic floor specialist. So the two of us came together to design this to really look at shifting the way that people move in sexuality.
So Feldenkrais, for people that don't know, is a movement an awareness through movement discipline?
Right, right. It's a movement re-education program. You could do it in courses. So there are courses where people can learn how to realign their own bodies through mm-hmm. movement. And there are also private sessions where people learn through having hands-on work.
Mm-hmm.
And the goal of Feldenkrais is to retrain the brain in movement. So it creates a new paradigm of movement. And so it retrains the brain so that, as we know, form follows function and function follows form. So if someone is actually, let's say you go for a massage and you feel great while you're lying on the table, as soon as you get up and you start moving and
right.
walking and going about
you're
your life again, you're going to you're going to move right back into those old patterns.
Mm-hmm.
So Feldenkrais helps train the brain to have someone actually move differently so those old patterns aren't repeated.
And that's sort of similar.
So I put this together with a Feldenkrais practitioner to help clients find new ways to move. It's a very exciting program. We're still developing it, but we've started rolling it out in our private practices.
Well, it's sort of similar to your work where you were looking at chronic pain and how you can rewire your nervous system to, instead of just keeping transmitting the chronic pain signals, you can rewire and, you know, co-opt those nervous channels to start transmitting mm-hmm. pleasure again.
Yes, and Feldenkrais actually was, when I was developing my theory for my work, Feldenkrais was one of the people I quoted in terms of how he looked at retraining the nervous system. So
right.
in fact, yes, his work was one of the bases for my theory. Absolutely.
So when we're talking about more pleasure and more joy and more information, you do this great course called the Pleasure Education Workshop. You also have pleasure education parties that maybe have a little bit more wine, but no less information.
That's really the major difference.
That's the only
They're
difference,
all fun.
Really.
They're all interactive.
Totally.
Yes, but I think the wine is the major difference. Put your finger on it, Monica.
Right, and we'll have one of those. We'll have a Sexploration with Monica pleasure education party because we don't want you to miss out on the Cabernet Sauvignon and the 30 girls talking about vibrators and pleasure, and it's really, really fun. But you do a presentation that goes, you know, from creating a safe space to arousal and foreplay to, talking about, you know, the different kinds of orgasms and what works for you. Tell us about the Pleasure Education Workshop that you've got coming up on December 1st.
Sure. So you mentioned some of the things we'll be covering. We'll talk about different erogenous zones for the female body and ways to stimulate those erogenous zones. And this one is located at the Root and the Branch, which is a center for acupuncture and holistic health. And I'm very excited about this. This is it will be from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. on Wednesday, December 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And you can look at my website for details. That's sexualrehab.com. You can find details and also register from that website. But I'm very excited about this. And this is actually a new location for this workshop.
Oh, the acupuncture place. Is that right? It's an
mm-hmm.
acupuncture?
The Root. Yep, it's called the Root and the Branch, a center for acupuncture and holistic health.
Mm-hmm.
And it's located right near Cal Pacific Medical Center.
Cool.
At 2409 Sacramento Street.
Well, it's all about like healing and reconnecting with your body. I think that's really
absolutely
in line.
Right, and I just felt it was a great space for doing this kind of personal exploration. I thought the center was a really lovely space for it, so mm-hmm. I'm very excited.
Yeah, and you know, it really is about like what the people who are coming to the workshop bring, like what questions they have, you know, what they're interested in. I think you create a really safe place for people to talk about, you know, what they have questions about. So I'm excited to see what this new space will bring to your work.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I mean, that's the part that's most exciting to me. Being able to create that space and facilitate someone's learning is really what it's all about for me. So
totally.
Thank you for saying that. I'm very excited.
Yeah, cool.
I think it should be wonderful, and I think there are a lot of people who are just ladies wanting to learn new information.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a lot of people who are practitioners in wellness who will be attending this workshop. So I think it should be a really nice balance. I think we'll all learn from each other.
Yeah, and it's such a fun, like, girl chat moment. Usually women don't get to talk about sex. You know, they don't get to talk in a circle of 30 women about sex, but it's fun that you create that space. So thank you, Dr. Heather Howard, for doing that and for coming on the show.
Thank you, Monica. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, my pleasure.
And just so you know, this space only holds 22 women, and we're starting to book up. So if anyone's interested, they should RSVP soon to reserve their space.
Cool. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's the Center for, Center for Sexual Rehabilitation, and it's sexualrehab.com.
Sexual Health and Rehabilitation, that's right. Mm.
Okay, cool.
And the website is sexualrehab.com.
Excellent. Okay, well, thanks.
Thanks, Monica.
Cheers. Dr. Heather Howard, everyone, on Sexploration with Monica.